Unix is a great operating system, and I thank the open source community on my knees for every line of code they ever wrote for FreeBSD. And to be able to tap into that hardcore Unix stuff still is something I tend to get a kick out of, despite my lazy nature and love for well-developed graphical UIs. Anyway, the app of this episode manages to open up one of those deeply rooted Unix functionalities to true neat little Mac apps lovers. Welcome to the 18th episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, Little Snitch. Keep listening to this episode because I'll be mentioning two licenses for this application. Oh no, I'll be mentioning how you can win two licenses for this application. Keep in mind, of course, that this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in the iTunes artwork window, and if there is something to link to, you can click it there as well. Okay, Little Snitch is an application that notifies you of outbound network traffic, and it allows you to define rules for that traffic. Current version is 1.2.3 Universal Binary, and it is created by Objective Development Software. You can find out more about them at www.obdev.at. AT. Is that Austria? Australia? I don't know. Anyway, why do I use this? Truth to be told, I don't. Why do I tell you about it? Well, I think you should at least give it a try, just to understand some behind-the-scenes actions those apps on your system all are doing. You'll really be surprised at the amount of outbound traffic that applications create without you knowing about it. Okay, let's dive right into this review. Little Snitch basically acts as a preference pane. In the preference panes, you can select it and it will start up if you hit the button, of course. It'll ask you an administrator password and it will do its thing. Now, what Little Snitch will start doing now is it will check your outbound traffic. Each outbound request that it discovers will be put on hold and you'll be able to see what kind of traffic it is and from which application it originates. And then you can choose what you want Little Snitch to do with it. For example, I use Remote Desktop a lot at work and even at home. Now, each time I start Apple Remote Desktop, it will ping computers to see if they're online. Now, in this example, I will try to connect to a local computer using the ICMP protocol. That's the protocol that Apple Remote Desktop apparently uses. I wouldn't know, I just read it from Little Snitch. Anyway, Little Snitch notices this and prompts me about this. And now I can choose from a couple of options. I can allow or deny that specific action for just one time, just that connection that Apple Remote Desktop is trying to make. Or I can choose to allow or deny the action until Apple Remote Desktop quits totally. So meaning that during the whole process of Apple Remote Desktop being on, that specific communication will still be available. I can allow also or deny the action forever, meaning that Apple Remote Desktop will never be able to do that kind of action. Okay, now there are some extra options. For example, I can choose the condition at which it should be allowed or denied. For example, any network connection, I have no idea what this means. And then if it's the same protocol, now this I understand, each time if it's the same protocol, it will allow it. And if it's the same server and protocol. Now, whatever I choose, this choice will be remembered by Little Snitch and acted upon. In reality, it will simply tap into the IPFV principle of Unix of your OS X system. That's your true firewall principle that's working on your system at, let's say, I think it's the BSD core, no? Well, it's the main firewall principle you'd also find at all those Linux and Unix boxes. Now, in that firewall rules, it will add certain rules based upon your choice. So in fact, you don't have to know a thing about setting specific firewall rules. You just build your rules as you go booting up applications. Now, these rules don't go and reside only in some strange unknown file on your system. No, you can check them out in the preference pane yourself. There are a lot of views you can choose there. You can see all rules, only the user-defined rules, or only the temporary rules. Now, you can freely go and delete, duplicate, or edit existing rules. You can even add your own rules. Now, editing or adding gives you a new window where you can choose the app the new rule is for example, mail, and you can choose the type of connection, the ports, and the protocols. Now, to be honest, they have lost me from the beginning of opening this preference pane. I don't use it, except to delete a specific rule, but adding my own rules? Nah. All in all, it's a great tool for dummies and even more techie users, although they probably edit the firewall rules in the terminal themselves. But I really like it. I really like it because it really gives you an idea of all the stuff that's going out. There are tons of applications who are phoning home. I even believe that each neat little Mac app I discussed right now does a check if there isn't an update. That's an outgoing traffic. Now, those types of traffic are, well, you know about them. You see them pop up and you know, oh, I opened, for example, let's say Voice Candy and it pops up in Little Snitch. Oh, let's go and check the preference. And that's something they tell you also. Let's go and check in the preference pane of Voice Candy. And yes, there you can see that it should check whether or not there are updates at when I start up the application. And so, of course, it has to make a connection. So that's logical. But you will notice that there are a lot of other applications where you didn't suspect that something like that was going on. And that's cool to know. One small note. Little Snitch only does outgoing monitoring, not incoming. So this isn't a total firewall package, people. It's more like to educate you, to let you know what's going on from in your system to the outside world. I'm happy to tell you that I will provide 2 serial numbers for Little Snitch. The only thing that you have to do to win this application is send me a mail at contest@neatlittlemacapps.com, and I'll let the randomizer pick a mail. So 2 licenses for this application. As for the mini battery logger licenses, those are out of the door. I apologize to the people who received old licenses from me. You see that the developer had some trouble with the serial numbers. Apparently he got hacked and he had to reissue all a lot of serial numbers. And so I sent the old ones, but they should be the new ones. So I think there is 1 serial number I should get from the developer, and then I'll send that to you. Check out the iTunes artwork window right now, and you will see the screenshots of the 2 winners of a battery logger serial. If you don't know what it is, go a few episodes back in Neat Little Mac Apps timeline, and you'll hear a nice review of it. I think it was in the Tiny Little Mac Apps episode, or just hit the iTunes artwork window and you'll be directed to the developer's website. And so we have come to a very fun part of this episode, which is me letting you hear some of the submissions for the Voice Candy contest. Now, I'm gonna prolong this contest for another week. I'm going to play, 5 winners already, and I'll give the other listeners another week to send in their submissions. Okay. Here we go. First winner, A. Bushimi.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
But I didn't do anything. Okay, next contender, Ben Gummer.
Frank, I am your father. And let the force be with the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast.
Okay, Dad. No worries. Thanks. Next up, Jason Salas. Woo! Yeah, groovy, man. Now, I gotta tell you, that song stayed in my head all day. But I'm gonna send a license to you anyway. Next up is Ola Breivik. Now, I think he contended with some other contests also, but his entry is really cool, so I have to let you guys hear this.
I think you ought to know. I'm feeling very depressed.
I'm sure all the Douglas Adams fans recognize that voice, and I must say, I really liked that book also. Didn't see the movie, don't want to see the movie anyway. So thanks, Ola, for that terrific entry.
Hi, Frank.
My name is Kevin.
I just heard listening to the show.
I have a couple podcasts of my own.
And I really liked your show.
But I'd like to have that app.
So send me a little key.
So then I can keep listening to you. Thanks.
Have a good day, Frank.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. It appears that I'm not the only one who is having eyesight microphone trouble. Anyway, the two podcasts that Kevin is talking about or is referring to, you should plug your podcasts, man. That's what podcasters do amongst each other, you know. The first one is Two Freaky Dudes. I think that's something that that's a recent one. The other one is Get Off Topic. Yes, Get Off Topic. So check them out. Kevin, I expect to hear the app sounding gloriously in your podcast, of course. So those are the five winners already for a Voice Candy license. Now, don't go and despair yet. It doesn't mean that if I didn't play it now that I won't play it next week, but I'll limit it to the five I've already chosen for this week. And next week we'll have five others, but the contest continues for another episode. So all you listeners, you can still join the contest. Just download Voice Candy and send me a cool witty voicemail. You can send it at contest@neatlittlemacapps.com. Okay, that's it for this episode. I hope you liked it. Feel free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website, of course, and leave your comments there. You will also find show notes there as well, but you can, of course, always use the link in the iTunes artwork window to get to those pages. If you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you're a developer, be sure to let me know, and perhaps I'll give it a shot in this podcast. Again, check out the sponsor package. You know that I changed the sponsor package to a very, very low price. One package, banners on the site, mentionings in this website. And it's all for a good cause, people. It's all for that M-Audio Firewire thingy that puts audio right into my system. I'm happy with my, what is it? Behringer Eurorack 1002, but it's analog. And I noticed that there really is a big difference in audio quality. A lot of noise here, and with the device at work that I have had a chance to try out, I really noticed that, man, it sounds so good. So give me a break, people. If you're interested, just head over to the press kit and sponsor page at the site, or click the link in the iTunes artwork window. For all you other listeners who want to support me, just head over to the Neat Little Mac Apps web shop and buy a t-shirt or a cap or something. Credits for the music. You all know that the theme music for this podcast is provided by the British band Dark Horse. Track name is Starting Over. It's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about it at music.podshow.com. And so this concludes another episode of Neat Little Mac Apps. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Keep loving those apps. Bye.
This show is a proud member of
the techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.